this is TA calling in her first blog post from Paddle to Beaks. We've all arrived safely in Goose Bay, and I'm walking around the parking lot of our hotel. There's four kayaks on the top of Mark's truck. It looks like we have sort of two red and two yellow. And right now we're just hanging out, did last minute shopping to get last minute food items and such. And now we're waiting till tomorrow morning when we call in at 6 to find out if we're on able to fly tomorrow. We're technically scheduled to fly in on Monday morning, but I guess the weather doesn't look good at all for Monday. So we're hoping maybe to sneak in tomorrow. But it could be Monday, and it's probably more likely Tuesday, but we're all hoping for tomorrow because more fun to get going and have some time paddling around Saglik, or Sudlik, as my student Patrick Moore told me to remember to pronounce more correctly. Sudlik Fjord is where we're flying into the land strip at Sudlik, and can't wait to get there and to start to see the Torngat Mountains with my own eyes. It's been about a decade in the making. And this sensation of will we fly or won't we fly? Lots of fine memories of waiting to fly into Everest, or at least into Lukla, into Hillary Tenzing Airport. That sense of having to be all packed, ready to go very early in the morning to get to the airport and not knowing whether or not you'll fly. And that's kind of the state that we're in at the moment, hoping to fly, trying not to get your hopes up too high, and knowing that eventually, whenever the weather lets you get in, we'll get in. And so our team is myself and Marion and Des and Mark. So you'll be hearing a lot about that. And of course, we can't forget climber Smurf turned kayaker Smurf. He is also here and ready to rock and roll in the sea kayaking world. So all's well. I'd say at the moment we're waiting with anticipation and can't wait to do a next update from either here tomorrow or from up in Sudlik, or actually where we get to that day. So it could be Sudlik, could be Hebron. We'll keep you posted. This is the trip of many, many, many conveyances, packing for many different forms of travel. Marion, myself, and Des flew. Mark drove from St. John's to Goose Bay. Then we're on a plane, and then we're perhaps on a boat. But we've got to get between the airstrip and the coast, so that could be ATV, that could be kayak wheels. We'll have to be placing your bets, and I'll let you know when we actually make all those good moves. Can't wait to get started and call you from when Paddle to Peaks is truly on the go. Take care. Bye.